Spellbook. A Dimension 20 Fantasy High Fanfic. Written by Non-Binary with a Knife. Read by Black Glass as Fig.
Growlery as Adine.
God of Laundry Baskets as Gorgug.
And
The Archer as Fabian.
Fig? Where did you put my spellbook?
I left it on the dining room table. I told you.
No, you didn't, because it's not there. I'm going to be late.
You're a wizard. Why don't you just fly? If it's not on the table, then you probably lost it, because Ida said that's where she put it. I don't have time to help you look. Fabian's going to be here any minute.
I haven't seen it since I gave it to you, which means you put it somewhere after Ida used it, because Ida would never lose my spellbook. Fabian can wait. We're doing divination spells in class today, which means I need my book.
Why don't you borrow someone else's?
I can't borrow someone else's spellbook. I have my notes in mine, and I shouldn't have to, because I'm a competent wizard who doesn't loan out her spellbooks to bards who lose them.
It's not my fault you agreed to lend it to me. Besides, it was important.
Scrying on whatever teacher you think is evil this time isn't important.
That's not fair. I was totally right about Porter.
Chance, you think all of our teachers are out to kill us?
Calfaxis, anyone? You can't trust authority figures.
Oh, not this again. Great, Gorgug's here, and now I'm going to make both of us late.
It's just a book. Nobody's going to care. And I know you don't need it to cast spells.
It's how I take notes in class, Fig, which you'd know if you ever attended yours.
I don't need to go to bard classes. I'm the greatest bard in the world. I'm a literal rock star. What could they possibly have to teach me?
I don't know. But maybe you'd find out if you ever went to class like the rest of us. And where is my spellbook?
The yelling echoing throughout Mordred Manor ends when Gorgug pokes his head through the doorway.
Oh, hey guys. Hey, Fig. Thanks for letting me borrow Adine's spellbook. I've got it in the van. Oh, Adine. Are you ready? We'll be late if we don't leave now.
Adine looks sheepishly at Fig, who looks sheepishly back.
I was right, though. You did move it after I had put it on the table.
Adine mumbles, bumping Fig in the shoulder. Yeah, well, I can't exactly give it back if I don't have it, Fig replies, grinning. The hangman roars into the driveway as Adine walks out to the van.
Fig, come on! We're going to be late, and I have to pick up the ball!
End of story. Thanks for listening.